Of course, many of you knew that Doris loved music, and so we wanted to start off with two of her favorite hymns. The words will be here. You can sing along. Another song that was near and dear to Doris was In the Garden, and I had the joy to sing this at several times and several visits, and it always blew my mind how well she knew all of the hymns of the church. But let's sing In the Garden together.
Voice I hear falling on my
This time I'm going to invite Pastor Don to come and share some thoughts and a prayer for the family.
During the 20 years that I served as pastor of Digby Baptist Church, I enjoyed many numerous visits to the Thomas home and was always received very warmly and very cordially. I loved to listen to Rit and Doris telling about their younger years. Both were very athletic, Rit as a boxer and hockey player, Doris as a runner and a basketball player. Doris and worked along with Rit in the family business, acting as secretary for a number of years. Both loved the outdoors, spending a great deal of time at their cabin in the woods near Bear River. Both were involved in organizing woodsman competitions and participating in them at times. Doris also had many activities that she enjoyed on her own. She loved to go on bus tours, bowl, and paint. She was part of a painting group that met regularly every week for a number of years. When they met in the Baptist Church Hall during the latter years, I would go over every week and have an opportunity to see the paintings and to have opportunity for a little chat with the artists. Doris wasn't a regular churchgoer, but she shared her faith in Christ and loved the old gospel songs, many of which she knew by heart. Rit was quieter in his faith, but when asked if he knew Jesus Christ as Savior, would simply nod his head knowingly. Both loved each other very, very much, and above all, they loved their family. Talked about them frequently and with great love and compassion. Now, Doris will be deeply missed by all who knew her and those who appreciated her. And we have the assurance that she and Rit are now together in the Father's house. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we come to you today with hearts that are hurting. One whom we have loved has been taken from us, and we are experiencing sorrow and loss. And so we come to you knowing that you understand our grief and that you give us the comfort and assurance that we need. We put our loved one into your care and keeping. We thank you for her years of life on this earth and for all the things about her family and her life that made those who knew her love her. Thank you for the privilege of knowing her and of sharing life with her. God of all comfort, we ask that in your love and compassion, you would minister to those whom she leaves behind. Be their strength in this time of sorrow and their light in the days ahead. Give them courage and hope and peace. May we all, in the days that remain to us, strive so to live and so to love that we may make some small difference in the world in which you have placed us. All the things we ask in the strong name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We are here tonight for Doris. We're not here to remember who we lost, but instead, we are here to remember who we were blessed to know. We're not here to grieve the one that was lost, but instead, we're here to celebrate the one who touched our lives. Doris lived a full and busy life. She was a gal who wore many a hat. She was a wife. She was a mom. She was a grandmom and great-grandmom and a great-great-grandmom. She was a friend, she was a leader. She was a business owner, she was an artist, she was a competitor. She was a believer in Jesus Christ and much, much more. I want to spend a few minutes tonight in sharing about some of those roles. Some of you who are here tonight and others who are listening online remember Doris as the outdoor gal, one who was happy to fish till the sun was down and felt content to be out at the camp. She loved the outdoors, and she loved the nature that surrounded it. She loved to hunt for her Mayflowers, and she loved to observe the sunrises and sunsets. Some of you today are remembering Doris the competitor, who was found at many woodsman competitions around Nova Scotia and who enjoyed playing darts or the bowling in the various leagues around. She took a lot of pride in competing in the senior games each year, and she had no problem reminding everyone if she had caught the biggest fish or had the best score or had the best time in a competition. Some of you remember Doris the artist. She loved to paint the world around her. She loved watching the birds and watching the coastline and watching the trees as they changed through the many seasons. And she painted all that she saw. I enjoyed the paintings, the ones that were hanging in her home and the ones that were hanging at the camp. And even in these days right now, we know that these paintings hold so much more value to us. Even in the last days, she would sit at the table and she would color. When painting had become hard, she still enjoyed making art. And now that very art holds so many prized possessions to those who enjoy it. Every canvas evokes an emotion. Some of you remember Doris the musician. She played the organ, she yodeled, and she loved to sing. And what always amazed me was her extensive knowledge of every song and hymn that seemed to be written. Her mind was always a wonder to me, even when she battled with Alzheimer's. Sometimes she didn't know who I was when I'd go for a visit, but she always seemed to know that I was safe, so she would grab my beard and ask for the scissors. She'd tell me to grab the guitar and we'd sing. And she knew every verse without a songbook in front of her. She had them cataloged in her mind, and she never seemed to have forgotten. She knew every line and every verse, and it was incredible and it was amazing. One of the proudest moments was when she got her license at the age of 50 years old. She took pride in being able to have that kind of freedom, and she took pride in achieving that goal so late in life. The competitive side of her was not only proud of the accomplishment, but it made driving with her an event. She was often annoyed by slower drivers, and the kids had heard this phrase a million times. When she'd come up on a slow driver, about the time she was about to pass, she'd hit the gas and yell, "I'll suck him right up the tailpipe." Her love of the gas pedal was something the kids had to live with. She didn't like the brake pedal. Greg recalls one time when they went on a trip in the old wagon and they were coming back down Old Smoky. And those of you who know where I'm talking about, it's always recommended that you use low gear, first or second, when coming down that way. Well, Greg remembers holding on as Doris came screaming down Old Smoky, just riding the brakes alone. And when they got down to the bottom, there's a little ice cream parlor shop there, and Doris pulled in. Greg remembers the smoke just a bellowing off the old brakes, and the guy came out and said, "You know, you're supposed to use low gear coming down there." And Greg pointed to his mother and said, "Talk to her." And Darlene, I don't even know why she chose to drive with Doris at all. She remembers her mom helping her out one day with the mail run, and Doris was happy to get on the gas and even took the car right up the stairs to the old Atlantic Electronics. There she was, kind of pinned and sitting. Another time, she was going with her mom to pick up glasses for Nori, and it was winter, and Doris loved to speed, and she got into a fishtail, and she took out a sign at the end of the road and ended up in the ditch, and while everyone else was bailing out of the car, there was Doris seen on the bottom of the car crawling around, getting all the contents back into her purse just like it was another day. "Get out of my way, I'll suck him right up the tailpipe." But being on the move and going fast was how Doris was able to accomplish so much. It's how she was able to maintain all the hobbies and raise four kids. It was how she was able to keep up with Rit and still make time for the grandkids. It was how she seemed to always have the big holiday spreads and the Christmas and Thanksgiving tables full. It was how she could deal with Ricky's anxiety or be there when Debbie needed her out west. It was how she made time to love on Darlene and found time to figure out how to handle Greg. And for those of you who know Greg, you know that's a full-time job. She knew what it was to race through life, but she always had time to make a difference along the way. And Doris was a woman of faith. She had Salvation Army roots, and she had many amazing years with Digby Baptist, going to their Bible studies and attending special events. She had an amazing moments with her friend Pastor Linda. And later on in life, she found a home here at DWC. And Doris was a woman of prayer. Often she would pray for the kids, and she would pray for Rit. Loving her family and loving her community and loving her Lord. Doris made me think of the passage that was found in Hebrews. With all that she was involved with and with all that she had accomplished, even with looking after Greg, she found time for her Savior. Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3 says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us." Suck them right up the tailpipe. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Doris was always running her race, in life, but also in faith. Doris was always racing. And I admire the way she ran the race marked out before her in the Spirit, and how she fixed her eyes on the Lord. And she had peace in the reality that her prayers for Rit and the kids had been heard. She took peace in knowing that the family, you too, were running a race of faith. And that is why we don't grieve as the world grieves, and we do not miss Doris in the way the world would miss Doris. Oh, yes, we miss her, but we haven't lost her. We know that she's with Jesus. We know that she found the truth and the life. And for the believer, our race does not end in the event that we call death. For the believer, we simply turn the page. We change the plane. We continue the race on a grander scale than the world could ever imagine. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55 to 57 says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And so as believers, we don't fear death. For we have a new covenant with our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5 said, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that we have been saved." For the believer, mercy brings us life. Grace comes in the form of Jesus Christ. And while we don't deserve him, he shares with us the gift of salvation and eternity. Doris ran her race. She was on the pedal in the flesh, and she was on the pedal in her spirit. And now she continues her story in the arms of Jesus, reunited with that great cloud of witnesses that she has now joined, reunited with Rit, reunited with Ricky. So again, do we miss her? Sure. But have we lost her? No. This time we're going to hear a song that Vince Gill had called Look at Us, but Doris renamed our song in regards to her and Rit. And then after this is over, we're going to invite Pastor Linda to share some final words. Let's watch the screen.
After all these years together, look at us. After all that we've been through, look at us. Still.
This time, Pastor Linda is coming to join us.
Thank you. And good evening. We understand death for the first time when God puts his hand on those we love. Let us pray. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I think on behalf of all of the family, they would like to thank everybody who's shown their love and affection and support for both Doris and Rit at these difficult times at the end stage of their lives. I remember Doris taking her to church, her and Darlene. We'd go to church every Sunday, and I was thinking of Pastor Andrew's pedal to the metal kind of things, because she'd get a little miffed if I was driving too slow and wanting me to pass at different, you know, places down, going down the neck. But I just said nothing and kept on driving. I don't like fines too much. I remember Doris with fondness, and I visit her quite often as well. I haven't for about three or four months because of the COVID and the risk that associated with it. But when I did visit before I left, she would always say, "Aren't you going to pray for me?" And so we made sure we prayed for her. In Proverbs 31, I have paraphrased this from the Living Testament Bible, and I would like to read it for you. It's the Bible scripture about mothers, and it's verses 10 and 25 to 29. A mother is worth more than precious gems because she is clothed in strength and dignity. She has gained wisdom through her years and has filled her world with love in everything that she does. Her children praise her because they feel blessed for all of the things that she has done. Women do noble things, but this woman surpasses them all. We honor her with all that her hands have done, and together we sing her praises. There are many fine women in the world, but Doris, you're the best of them all. I'm going to pray now and then end with a benediction. Let us bow our heads. Lord God, we know those whom we love pass on, but our love for them never fades. As we gather here to honor Doris's life, let us remember those moments in our own lives when we act and think and behave because of something she said or did. As we celebrate the life of a woman who was much loved and cherished, we also share the family's feelings of deep sorrow and loss at this time. Lord God, as you hear our prayer, bestow your blessings upon this family and everyone gathered here tonight. For we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Yes, in COVID times, it's difficult doing this, but it adds closure for the family. And thank you, Pastor Andrew, for including Pastor Don and me in this service. We've both known Doris for quite a while and Rhett as well, and we'll miss them. So I'm going to end with a benediction. Lord God, you turn our mourning into gladness, and you turn our sorrow into joy. Rejoice that Doris lived life to the fullest, and we are thankful for all that you have gathered here to honor and celebrate her valiant life. Lord, we're very thankful that you're here among us and that she is now at home with you. For we ask this through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We want to thank you guys for coming out tonight. I know that it's a little strange. We want to thank you for joining us online. And I want to encourage you all to stay safe and, of course, take some time in the coming days to touch base with the family, whether it be through calls, whether it be through emails, whether it be through a letter. We know that they would love to hear from you as they grieve. So thank you guys for coming tonight.